Through with Richard Goldberg, Senior Advisor, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, the IAEA, the nuclear watchdog of the United Nations, Iran, the suspect nuclear weapons program. Rich and his colleagues, Anthony Ruggiero and Andrea Stricker, are conducting a briefing in a few days' time, maybe one day's time, about where we are anticipating another IAEA showdown about Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program. Rich, the Iranians want us to know they're enriching, they're de-enriching, they're going up and down. What is the game for them now? Why are they playing this game?
The Iranians have been masters all along of turning the extreme into mainstream and then pushing the envelope further. So what do I mean by that? All of a sudden, we're waking up to news, the Wall Street Journal, for those that saw it today, that Iran has diluted some of its 60% high-enriched uranium stockpile, about 7 kilograms of a total stockpile, more than 100 kilograms. And that this is a special thing that has happened. Wow, what a concession. They have diluted a little bit of 60% enriched uranium. They must be moving in the right direction. There's no need to sanction Iran anymore. As the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, prepares for its March board meeting, there's no need to think about a censure resolution. There's no need to go to the Security Council to snap back UN sanctions, even though they're now sending short-range ballistic missiles to Russia on top of the drones they've been sending. There's no need to do any of these things. Keep the sanctions waiver that's going from the Biden administration. $10 billion still in effect. It was renewed in November after October 7th. It's coming up for renewal. And now the Biden administration will be able to say, look, it's working. We're making some cash available. They're keeping under the 90% threshold. They've even now diluted a little bit of 60%. Now, why do I say this is all making the extreme mainstream? Because once upon a time, we believed that a red line, a military red line in Iran's nuclear program, was enriching uranium above 20%, which is the threshold for high enriched uranium, as opposed to low enriched uranium, which Iran had been producing for years prior to the Iran nuclear deal, and in the 2 or 3 years subsequent to the president leaving the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. It wasn't until early 2021 in the transition that Iran decided to ratchet up to 20% and see what would happen. And nothing happened. We pursued a nuclear deal for 3 years. They then went from 20% to 60%. That was a historic leap. 60% high enriched uranium production is 90% of the way to weapons-grade uranium production from a technical perspective. And in fact, last year, they got caught red-handed refiguring their centrifuges to ensure that they could make 90%. Oops, the UN inspectors actually found them making about 84% purity level. And they said, oh, we don't know how that happened. So we know they're capable of going to 90% at any time at this point.
We've got 30 seconds, and we're getting 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're getting excited, John, because they've diluted a little bit of their 60% rich uranium stockpile. But you know what else the report just told us? They've ratcheted up and accelerated the production of the 20% at the same time. So their overall stockpile is growing. Their capability to make nuclear weapons is growing. And we've now decided to celebrate the extreme. We have mainstreamed the extreme. And if we allow ourselves to do that, Iran is most certainly going to not break out to a nuclear weapon. They're going to walk out to a nuclear weapon.
Richard Goldberg, Senior Advisor, Foundation for Defense of Democracies, writing at Dispatch. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.